Our business is selling meat. They own a grocery store and they sell meat.
It cans, cookies.
So she's asking for permission to sell it because it's not making any money for your project and it's only giving sinful reactions.
I need permission to get rid of it.
She's asking if you give permission to sell and get rid of that store because it's killing animals. She's involved with killing animals.
And the canned goods got meat inside it.
I cannot get out.
No, so I have to get rid
of it. Casually try to change the business. Or as you like, it depends on.
She wants to get rid of it. She just wanted your permission. He said, I cannot allow.
Oh, yes, I have to. Oh, yeah, because I put in real estate hat to sell.
And immediately you can get rid of it.
Yes.
The goods.
I want to get rid of it and restructure it.
Last night, I gave a class in a temple where the people worship Lord Shiva and Durga and their Maya bodies. So I told all the lectures that you gave that are in your Shiva Tattva book. So I told the story of Vrikasura and how Lord Vishnu, as a brahmachari, made him touch his own head. So one man there, who's the big owner of the place, he said that he heard the same story from the Devi Bhagwat. And in that story, it was Maya herself, Devi herself, who made him touch his head and explode. So my question is, Vyasadeva wrote all the other books, the other Puranas, before he wrote the Srimad Bhagavatam. Why would he have written different versions?
Mahabuddhi ko pranam karte chahte hai. Mahabuddhi prabhu, Mahabuddhi.
Hey Krishna. My heart is blessing for you. It's about Parivar.
So my question is how to reconcile that because they all come from Srila Vyasadeva, all the Puranas. The question is, in the Devi Bhagwat, this man said, it was Maya, Parvati, who made...
In the Srimad Bhagwat, what has been written?
That Lord Vishnu...
This is what.
But the question is, why would Vyasadeva write the other things? Wasn't it Vyasadeva who also made the demigod scriptures also first before he made the Bhagavatam?
Is it in Devi Bhagavat or not? I am not sure.
Oh, maybe it was just a bad translation or a misinterpretation. Okay.
What is written in Bhagavat, it is authentic.
Yeah.
I love to hear all the classes on Srimad Bhagavatam, but for some reason, every time you're speaking on that shlok, Vedanti Tattva Vidas, my mind just turns away. I don't want to hear that shlok. I don't know why not.
Why?
I don't know, and I just refuse to listen every time.
Yeah,
huh? Shanti Tat Tat Pavidas Tat Pam Yaj Yanam Advayam. I never want to hear the explanations. I go, oh, this is so boring.
That's not a hard explanation.
I don't
yeah,
want to
I
listen.
So much.
I know it.
Then?
That's the only shloka in Bhagavatam I don't want to hear.
You don't want
no,
to
No, every time you start to speak, I go, oh, we have to hear this again?
She yeah. said it's boring.
It's last boring.
Last time.
Every time you strike it, I'm disappointed. Why do we have to hear this again?
Why? What is the matter?
I'm wondering what's the matter with my mind.
As they have written, this is spoke is authority. We should hear, know the meaning. Nothing is independent in anything from this. Why you ask? Why you call here?
Permission for me to take the Florida Vedic College education that Mahabodhi is offering in here. If you want, I can do something.
Gurudev, I was a little upset the last night of the festival. I came in for the aarti, after the aarti, and Prem Prayojan was leading the kirtan, and his whole mood was very unpleasant, and I don't think it's fair that
you
he's
allowed,
I don't want to see him, but I don't think it's fair he's leading the kirtan. He's polluting the atmosphere and spoiling the kirtan for everyone else.
Yes.
He gave apology, you told him to stand up and speak. Such a feeble apology. He's done aparad to you. He's done aparad to so many devotees. He's offended so many devotees in our sangha, and he doesn't have any heartfelt apology.
He promised that he will not tell like this, and I have not tell.
You have not what?
He will not tell what is going in propaganda. That. What harm to give up sannyas? I have not told, and in future I will not tell like this.
So how is he authorized to go around in our sangha and preach? I can't understand it. He doesn't have regard for your
giving him chance.
I know that, but he doesn't have regard for guru. So how can he preach on anything?
Oh, how you know that he has no regard for me?
You ask him to do something,
so
he refuses.
He was giving so much regard to me. He was in their house. He was everywhere I went. He tells that I have full confidence in you. I am meditating Diksha Mantra, Harinam doing. I want to come in your session, in your Bhajan class also. Should be merciful.
Yes, but at the expense
so
of
that he should not be like his own leaders who left and totally left. He is doing something, but his own leaders who left, they left their Gurudev and everything. So I'm trying to inspire not to.
Class.
curious.
You are satisfied and happy here our classes?
Or your divine class, yes.
He from Panama.
He's my grandmother.
Have you gone to India?
Yes, I was there. Kartik.
Kartik festival?
Yeah, festival, yes.
Where joined?
I was there 2 years ago.
Two times?
Yeah. Two years, one time. But Kamla always comes. She comes every year.
Every year?
I'll be back.
Then you come to Navadvip.
Yes.
She is going to Bangalore.
You come back again next
year. Yes.
Gurudev Bhavan, Kamala Vasudev Gurudev Bhavan. Nahi Kamala Vasudev Gurudev
Bhavan.
Ha, Gurudev Bhavan. Nahi Kamala Vasudev Gurudev.
You finish when Gurudev.
Only two bags per person, right? Yeah, that's okay.
Radhe 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 Radh
No, this goes in the office and that's it.
What is it?
popular. No,
He doesn't like to be separated ever. The laptop Leela's.
Thank you for having us
today. Maharaj wants to go in the booth. What is that strange machine? I don't think I'd want to go in there.
Eh?
I don't think I'd want to go in that machine.
What's that?
I don't know. Why is it different than the ones you just walked through?
Because they have Indian clothes?
I thought it was because they were in the wheelchair. Well, maybe they got a special security thing. Yeah, they could have. Maybe they get the full inspection.
Because usually, practically, always, they give me like a triple or a quadruple
search. You get
that means you have to be
searched and searched.
And it says at random, but I don't believe they do.
No,
at
I think they judge.
They judge.
And also, yeah. I think based on if you have a lot of stamps in your passport,
yeah,
too,
right,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah, we get picked all the time.
You know,
yeah,
I used to. I went through a period where I was picked all the time. Now I don't anymore. And they used to really go through with my deities.
Yeah.
Now they never touch them anymore. Now they just let them go through.
Oh, really?
I've had a period where it was like so much, and now I don't know. Of course, the next flight, you know, I'm going to be like really searched. There he goes, off to save the world.
Save the world, yeah.
How
are
you doing?
He's so patient, isn't he? It's unbelievable what he's doing for the whole world.
It's amazing. I can't even understand.
Going and going and going.
I can't understand.
Just being merciful.
Completely in the air. Completely in the air.